is Gil Yaakov. I'm the manager of Green Course. Green Course is a student-based environmental movement in Israel.
University students.
University and colleges students. We have now up to 6,000 volunteers all across Israel, working in 26 campuses all over Israel, and our main focus is to promote activism for the environment in different campaigns on crucial environmental issues. We are actually the key force in the environmental movement, working with all the NGOs in Israel that promote activism and give people a chance to express themselves also in public activity and media campaigns, things like that. And we take different issues on the local level and the national level and promote them with the public and with the students leading the campaigns. What we've noticed and our vision for Green Course is to have the students in Israel very active on the environment as a leading population in Israel. Like in other places in the world, students led revolutions and major changes. So we actually see it now with 26 campuses very active. We see that the students are very, very active and promote the most crucial issues for the environment in Israel. Just this year, we finished a 3 years long campaign for Clean Air Act in Israel, which was a very massive campaign with hundreds of activists and thousands of supporters marching, parading, lobbying. And these kinds of campaigns is something that is very unique to Green Course. And we actually work with all the environmental movement in cooperation to promote different issues. Just recently, the volunteers of Green Course decided to focus for the next 2 years to focus on public transport, which is one of the major problems in the very populated Israel. And big cities in Israel, we don't want to be like the Americans driving by car to every place. Want to have a different model for that. And other issues are the water issue, which is a true crisis in Israel, and not enough is being done. There are a lot of talks about it, and the government always try to show something is being done, but when you look in reality, you don't see much is changing, and we're going to a real crisis. And the other last issue is the waste issue in Israel, which means recycling, reducing waste, and of course cleaning Israel, which is also a big problem now. So these are the things that we focus on for the next couple of years on the national level, and we have a lot of local campaigns going on.
Okay, now you mentioned the water crisis. Actually, as you know, as we speak at the end of October 2008, Israel now has the worst drought in its history, and the projections are possibly 30% less rainfall from global warming unless major changes occur. Mm-hmm. So what approach do you see to try to respond to this tremendous crisis?
Mm-hmm. First of all, when we look on the water resources of Israel, we see that there is a wrong management of our water resources. First, the Kinneret, the Sea of Galilee, which is considered as the major source, is being overpumped, and people have the illusion that the Kinneret will hold us for many years, when in reality we call it the black line, which is the level of the water decreases every year, and it's about to reach its salination point, which is terrible. But when we look at other resources, we see that we have a lot of springs that are being polluted all the time, and every year more and more springs are being closed for water pumping because of pollution. So we have to stop this immediately and do some drastic activities and enforcement regarding pollution, which is the one of the biggest problem in Israel. And the second thing is how we actually use the water we have, which means how much water do we waste in our municipal system, how much water do we waste at our home, how much water is actually needed for the agriculture in Israel. It's quite strange that Israel is exporting bananas, like it's a tropical country, while we are actually living in a sort of desert, semi-desert climate, and we will have to do some actions that demand a lot of courage to face the agriculture sector in Israel and to promote changes in the, what we grow and what we export. It's big steps. And of course, we can also save water in the industry. Today we use a lot of water for industrial processes, and we can do much better. We have to look at this issue as a regional issue, not just the state of Israel, because we share the water resources with our neighbors. Some of the water resources are in the Palestinian Authority, or some of them even in Syria and Lebanon. And if we want to live peaceful in this region, we have to solve this together. So, and this is one of the biggest challenges. For example, I know that the only committee that is actually working between the Palestinians and Israelis is the Water Committee, which is encouraging, but there is so much to do. So far the citizens didn't participate in this issue as we should. So we encourage people to water saving, and also to express the public opinion on certain projects. For example, there is a big project planned. It wasn't approved yet. It's the Dead Sea and Red Sea Canal, which is promoting Hatpala. Taking water and through industrial process, making them good for drinking, and also water for Jordan. And we have a lot to say about this project environmentally, and also if we look at the infrastructures of Israel, it's quite ridiculous, but we try to promote other solutions, like making the lower Jordan River a river again, because now it's a sewage canal, and we have a lot to do in water, that's for sure.
So are the college students generally very much involved? Is this one of the big issues on college campuses?
The big issues in college campuses are we have also on the campus level a project greening the campus, which means making an example. We can't talk about environmental change if we don't do it in our own places. Mm-hmm. So we have a competition between campuses for greening the campus, which includes saving energy, saving water, bringing a recycling infrastructure, reducing waste. And we have already 6 campuses that received recognition as being a green campuses by the Environmental Ministry. And we hope more this year will join this process. So this is the first thing that students do on campuses. first set an example and also educate other students on these issues. We have a lot of community-based programs that connect students and a certain community to work together on environmental issues. So we are the facilitators of that. And also the main issues that the students think about are the ones also that touch their pocket, which is how they travel to university and in the city. Do they have public transport or should they purchase a car? Dealing with that, we promoted a 50% discount for students in the main cities. And now it was the first year, a very successful year, that people bought tickets. And so it's transport, it's how they shop and how they buy their food and clothes. We also have exchange markets in the campuses to exchange things in order to reduce our shopping all across. And so the students are really interested in things that, like everyone, things that they see that can affect them. A lot of people are interested also in local pollution in different ways, air pollution, water resources pollution, things like that. And I think the most emotional reactions we get to environmental issues are the ones that people want to preserve Israel. As people have a perception of Israel as a holy place, as a place that people did a lot to get to. They had to go through a lot to get here, and people are disappointed if someone hurts their environment and their holy place. So this is something we see a lot that people talk about. And I think it's also something important for a lot of people, not just in Israel. And if we know how to connect the different communities that that think about Israel to act and influence our government and influence the civil society in Israel, we can do much more. That's what I think.
So what has been the response of faculty and the administration? Are they supportive? Or do you have faculty advisors and all? And,
It depends where you are, but in the last couple of years since the Al Gore launched the campaign, a lot of doors that were closed to us are opening. And it's our job to know how to get inside, and a lot of places we have support, and in others we take the students and we make the management of the university or faculty to know that students are interested. It's one of the things that people want to know about. Do I have recycling? How can I get to my campus? Things like that. So they start thinking about it as well. But lately, in the last couple of years, there's a big change in thinking. So now the challenge is how to act on it properly. That's the big challenge.
Are there some universities that have courses specifically on...
Like
the biology course, a chemistry course related, you know, with an environmental theme, so that...
One of the requirements of the Green Campus competition is to have additional contents in the program, study programs. And we have courses that we actually... prepared and were authorized by the universities, and we have courses inside existing faculties like biology, geography, even law. So we have different. I think if it becomes a subject that you learn about in schools and in campuses as a part of the curriculum, it would be much easier to promote changes, because the environmental issues require a certain amount of knowledge, It's a new language in a way, and people have to learn it. That's the key element to succeed.
Now, you're the overall leader of Green Cause, right? Now, how did you sort of move through the ranks? How did you get to this position?
I started as a student in Haifa University, and on the first year I saw a stand in the campus, Green Cause stand, and I asked what is it about, and they told me, if you're tired of conversations, empty conversation about how bad the situation is, you should join us and act on it. So I liked the answer. And I came to a meeting, and I saw great people that share the same views. And I started to become a volunteer. One of our major main principles is to give people a place to express themselves as much as they can and want. So I started by 10 minutes a day to 10 hours a week. One of the first things I did as a volunteer was a campaign in Haifa Bay. There was a big plan to create an industrial zone which is independent from the local municipality. It's an Israeli patent which exists in Ramat Chovav. Is to create a sort of industrial committee that rules itself in Haifa Bay, and we had a very big public campaign to stop it and to take the responsibility to the local municipalities, which is more democratic first, and secondly, we saw after that also that we have a direct access to these to the mayor, to a lot of processes that we didn't have before. So this was a big campaign that I was the campaigner as a volunteer. We have volunteers, campaigners, spokespersons, lobbying, all kinds of things. And after that, I was I represented Green Cause in a coalition of organizations which is called the Coalition for Public Health in Haifa and the North, and they deal with the high rates of mortality and morbidity in Haifa Bay, which is related to heavy industrial pollution. And I also I was the coordinator of this coalition for 2 years, and I continued to be a volunteer in Green Cause at the same time. And after that, I became...
You certainly deserve it.
Thanks.
Okay, so I'm wondering, you know, as I said, the tremendous record drought now, projections for more, projections for heat waves, Mediterranean rising, which will really threaten the coastal plain. Air pollution is now causing more deaths and traffic accidents and terrorism combined. The rivers are polluted. What is... how do you see this moving in the next 10, 20 years? Do you think Israel will be able to respond and not really have a disaster?
I see many times that there is a big gap between the current, at least, leaders of the country, which are from maybe a different generation, between the public opinion. And I think that once there is a change in the also in the level of the government, the people who run the country, actually, when we see a different generation, I think we can do a lot more. And in the meanwhile, we can only act as a very decisive and very active public in saying our opinions and making the right moves. Showing the government what are the right moves. Sometimes this is our job. And I think Israel is actually, the government realizes the crisis, at least in the water issue and also the energy a bit. And once you feel the urgency in Israel, at least, you act. That's actually one of our problems, that we have to feel something is very urgent in order to act. But in a good... there is a good side of it, that there is a crisis now, so because from a crisis you can bring the best solutions and you can invest properly and So I think it's a crisis that will help us see the way for after the crisis.
Okay. It's actually just a final question. If there's anything you want to add that maybe we didn't cover, or a summary, and just, you know, put in a nutshell what you think people should know about.
I think that in general the environmental movement in Israel is fairly young, and we still have a lot, first of all, to benefit and learn from the experience of others in the world, and that is the direction we are all going, all the organizations, and especially for us it's a big challenge to make this movement, which is quite big, even if you look only on Green Course, 6,000 people active on the environment, it's not something very common in Israel. We have to translate it to a bigger movement in Israel that will change the priorities in a way, the existing priorities, which is now, of course, the security issue is very is very important, but the environmental issues are very, very influential on our lives, more than we realized, and we have to change the existing priorities. For the best example is that the environmental ministry's budget is less than 0.1% of the government budget. So these things we have to change immediately in the next few years, and hopefully it will do to make a change.
Do you think a green political party in Israel would be a positive thing?
I think in the current situation that the main issue is still security, we have to work hard on bringing the green issues, environmental issues, into the existing parties. And we have to test the angle of a niche party, but from the experience in the politics of Israel, usually the niche parties are don't last long, and we don't want to be a trend. We think this is something very essential that we have to see in all systems. So this is our approach to it.